祷告领人归主的原因。
The reasons for bringing people to Christ through prayers.
我在17岁的时候信耶稣。
When I was 17, I come to trust the Lord.
信了耶稣之后，就开始为我的父母亲祷告。
And after I became a believer, I started praying for my parents.
我为他们祷告了五年。
I prayed for them for 5 years.
基本上每一天都为他们祷告。
Basically, I pray for them every day.
也求神让他们有机会相信耶稣。
And I ask God to give them an opportunity to come to trust Him.
得到神所赐的救恩。
To receive salvation from God.
我离开马来西亚到美国来念大学。
I left Malaysia and came to the States to go to college.
继续的每一天为他们祷告。
I continue to pray for them every day.
那么有一天在我念大学的第二年。
So, when I was in sophomore, one day,
那我收到家里寄来的封信。
I received a letter from home.
说我的父母亲信了耶稣。
Telling me that my parents have accepted Christ.
当时我高兴得不得了。
And at that time, I was overjoyed.
心里面充满了这个感恩。
And I was full of thankfulness.
我神终于听了我这么多年来的祷告。
God finally heard my prayer all these years.
我的祷告始终没有落空。
And my prayers have come to pass.
那保罗在提摩太前书第二章第一节到第四节说。
And Paul said this in 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 to 4.
我劝你必要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives.In all godliness and holiness.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
请注意这段经文最后的一句。
Please focus on the last phrase of this scripture.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
Who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth?
那神愿意所有的人得救，而且明白这个真道。
God wants all men to come and be saved and also know the truth.
人怎么样得到拯救，明白这个真道？
So how do men come?To know the truth and be saved.
保罗说是借着祷告。
Paul said it is through prayer.
祷告使到一个人能够认识耶稣。
Prayer can lead a person to know Christ.
明白这个真道而得到这个救恩。
To understand, to have a knowledge of the truth, and to be saved.
就如我为我的父母亲祷告一样。
Just as I prayed for my parents,
使到他们信了耶稣，并且得到这个神的救恩，
leading them to understand the truth and accept Christ.
我根据马太福音二十八章十八节到二十节的记载，
and according to the to scripture Matthew chapter 28:18-20,
耶稣近前来对他们说。天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
啊, 这个是福音的大使命。
And this is the great commission.
啊, 传福音是基督徒的使命。
To share the gospel, it is a mission of all Christians.
也是神给我们的一个命令。
And it is a command from God.
从这段经文里面, 我们也看到传福音不是靠我们的能力。
And from the scripture, we know that to share the gospel, it is not according to our own ability.
而是靠神的大能。
It is through God's power.
传福音可以有不同的方法。
There are different ways to share the gospel.
但是我们不可以靠自己的能力。
But it is not through our own ability.
依靠自己的聪明来完成神的事工。
And it is not according to our wisdom to accomplish God's will.
诗篇33篇17节说,
In Psalm 33 verse 17 it says,
啊, 靠马得救是枉然的, 马也不能因力大救人。
A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save.
啊, 马是象征能力跟资源。
Horse represent power or strength and resources.
然后完成一件事情必须要有才干和资源。
To accomplish something, you need to have ability or talent and resources.
同样的, 如果要完成这个福音的使命, 我们必须要从神而来的能力, 还有他的资源。
And similarly, in order to accomplish God's will, we must use God's ability and His resources.
所以祷告是领人归主的一个主要的条件。
So prayer is a very important characteristic of, or is a must for leading somebody to Christ.
传福音第一步就是祷告。
So the first step in sharing the gospel is to pray.
祷告是力量。
Praying is strength.
祷告能够改变事情。
Prayer can change things.
祷告能够软化一个人的心。
And prayer can soften somebody's heart.
所以保罗在这个提摩太前书第二章第一节到四节谈到祷告带领归主是一个很重要的一个条件。
And so in the scripture in 1 Timothy, Paul talked about prayer is a very, very important ingredient in sharing the gospel.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告带求祝谢为君王和一切在有位的也该如此使我们可以做敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
保罗说这个是好的。
And Paul said this is good.
在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
And it pleases God our Savior.
他愿意万人得救明白这个真道。
Who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
保罗说借着祷告人得到拯救。
Paul said through prayer men are saved.
保罗在这里是强调祷告的重要性。
So here Paul is stressing the importance of prayer.
我们在马太福音24章谈到这个末日所要到来的所发生的事情。
So in Matthew 24, Jesus talked about the end times.
啊, 这天国的福音要传遍天下。 对万民做见证,然后末期才到来。
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
在教会的事工上,第一要紧的就是传福音。
In all the ministries of the church, the most important one is sharing the gospel.
而在传福音的事工上, 第一要紧的就是祷告。
And in the ministry of sharing the gospel, the most important thing is prayer.
没有祷告, 教会就不会有多人信主。
Without prayer, no, nobody will come to know Christ.
没有祷告，教会就不能增长。
And without prayer, a church will not grow.
所以祷告在传福音的事工上占了一个很重要的一个地位。
So prayer, takes a very important role in the ministry of sharing the gospel.
啊，今天我所分享的有四个原因。
So there are four reasons.
啊，第一个原因，为什么我们要祷告？
First reason why we must pray.
祷告就是与神同工。
Prayer is co-working with God.
我们一起与他完成这个救恩计划。
To co-work with him to accomplish salvation.
祷告让我们有机会参与神的计划。
Prayer allows us to participate in God's plan.
与他一起完成这个福音的事工。
And to accomplish this salvation, mission.
有效的侍奉不是靠人的能力。
Effective, ministry is not through man's ability.
而是靠这个圣灵的大能。
It is through the strength of the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传第一章第八节说。
In Acts 1 verse 8 it says,
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
然后单靠自己的能力去传福音是没有果效的。
Only relying on our own ability to share the gospel is, resultless.
我们必须要借助祷告与神同工。
We must co-work with God through prayer.
把福音传给那些世上的人。
To share the gospel to those who are lost.
那么根据这个教会历史的记载，
And according to, the record of the church history,
在1806年8月的一个星期六
in August 1806 on a particular Saturday,
然后有五位这个 William College 的学生
there are five students of William College,
那么他们记在这个校园的草场上
and they sat on the field,
那么他们讨论这个关于活在亚洲国家人民的属灵的需要。
They were discussing the need of the Asian country.
然后就在那个时候天突然间下大雨。
And all of a sudden, it started to rain.
他们就跑去一个这个干草堆在那里继续的祷告。
And so they ran to a haystack and continued to pray.
然后这个聚会后来被称为干草堆祷告会。
And later, this meeting was, termed a haystack prayer meeting.
啊，开始了这个现代的宣教运动。
And that's the beginning of modern mission movement.
那么在几年内啊，美国海外宣教差会就被成立。
And so in a few years, they started the American Board of Missioners, Missioners for foreign missions.
啊，差派第一批宣教士到其他的地方。
And they sent forth the first, group of missionaries to other places.
我们在1812年的时候，他们差派第一批宣教士到印度。
And in 1812, they sent the first group of missionaries to India.
我们在19世纪里面，他们曾经差派宣教士到中国。
And then in the 19th century, they also sent missionaries to China.
啊，夏威夷还有东南亚的国家。
Hawaii and also Southeast Asian country.
我在那里建立医院和这个学校。
And they established hospitals and also schools.
啊，不少的宣教士把圣经翻译成当地的语文。
And quite a few of the missionaries translated the Bible into the local language.
然后甚至把他们的口语翻译成这个书写。
And they also, translated their oral language into written language.
然后成千的宣教士后来被派到亚洲的国家。
And so thousands of missionaries were sent to Asia.
那么在那里教导这些原住民族。
And they were there teaching the indigenous people.
因为五位学生的祷告。
Because of the prayer of five students.
福音被传到世界各地。
The gospel was shared to many countries in the world.
那么从这个希腊文原文来看。
And from the original language, the Greek language.
祷告含有这个与神沟通的意思。
Prayer has a sense that you're communicating with God.
聆听他的意思。
To listen to him.
然后向他祈求。
And then, request him.
这个是一个坦然无惧的一个举动。
So it is an act of coming before God without fear.
就好像一个孩子来到他父亲的面前表明他的需求。
And it's just like a child coming before the parent to express his need.
就好像一个平民来到君王的面前呈上他的要求。
And it's like ordinary people coming before the king to express his need.
而一个人信耶稣得救，主权是在神的手中。
For a person to believe in Christ, the sovereignty is in God.
不是因为我们有什么口才或者才能，使到一个人信耶稣得救。
It is not because we can articulate very well that we lead somebody to Christ.
而是因为是圣灵感动一个人的心。
But it is because the Holy Spirit touched that person's heart.
我们只不过是与神同工，把这个福音传给别人。
We were only working with God to share the gospel.
在《使徒行传》第四章第十二节说。
In Acts chapter 4 verse 12 it says.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名。我们可以靠作得救。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
一个人得到拯救，完全是出于神的恩典，还有他的旨意。
For a person to be saved, it is completely because of God's grace, His blessing, and also His will.
祷告是来到神的面前寻求他的旨意。
Prayer is coming before God.To seek His will.
而不是求神遵守我们的吩咐。
And it is not asking God to fulfill my will.
所以当主耶稣教导门徒祷告的时候。
And so when Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray.
他说愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
He said, may your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven.
不是我的意思，而是神的意思。
It is not according to my will, but your will be done.
传福音不是靠人的策略。
And so, to share the gospel, it is not because of my plan.
而是靠圣灵的带领。
But it is through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗对帖撒罗尼迦教会说。
So Paul told the people in Thessalonica.
他说弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快的行开，得着荣耀。正如在你们中间一样。
Finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord be spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you.
那保罗也吩咐哥罗西书教会为他祷告。
Paul also told the Colossians to pray for him.
也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。
And pray for us too.That God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ.
为什么我们要祷告?
Why do we need to pray?
第二个原因。
The second reason.
彼得前书第二章第九节说。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗路奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
而这节经文说明神拣选我们成为祭司。
So in the scripture it tells us that God has chosen us to be a royal priesthood.
并且是金尊的祭司。
And we are a royal priesthood.
一个得救的基督徒被神拣选成为一个金尊的祭司。
A Christian is chosen by God to be a royal priesthood.
这个是一个很尊贵的一个身份。
And this is a very high position.
圣经说耶稣基督成为我们的大祭司在天上为我们代求。
The scripture tells us that Jesus became our high priest sitting in heaven praying for us.
希伯来书第七章二十四节到二十五节说。
And in Hebrews chapter 7:24-25 it says,
这位祭司永远长存的他祭司的职任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进入到神面前的人他能拯救到底因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
But Jesus on the other hand, because he continues forever, holds his priesthood permanently.Therefore, he is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
我们知道经文说基督永远活着他永远是我们的大祭司。
So here it says that Jesus lives forever and he is forever our priest.
他救赎我们。
He saved us.
并且在天上不断地为我们代求。
And that he in heaven continued to intercede for us.
我们根据旧约圣经祭司其中的一个责任就是为人代求。
And according to the Old Testament, one of the many responsibilities of the priest is to pray for others.
他是人跟神那个中保。
He is the mediator between man and God.
他来到神的面前为以色列人代求。
He come before God.And pray for the Israelites.
然后根据新约圣经说，我们是金尊的祭司。
And according to the New Testament, we are a royal priesthood.
啊，存有这个祭司的身份。
And we hold the position of a priest.
我在神的面前为别人代祷。
And to pray for others before God.
人是否能够认识神，接受耶稣成为他们个人的救主。
Whether a man can come and know Christ and accept him as a savior.
在乎我们是否愿意以这个祭司的身份为别人代祷。
Depends on whether we as priests are willing to pray for him.
世上有很多人没有听到福音。
There are a lot of people who has not heard the gospel.
那世上也很多世上的灵魂。
And there are a lot of lost souls in the world.
但是有多少人关心他们呢？
But how many people care for them?
那么根据圣经的记载。
And according to the Bible.
一个不得救的人当他离开的世界的时候他要到一个地方。
A person who has not believed in Christ, after he died, he's going to go to one place.
这个地方圣经说是阴间。
And according to the Bible, this place is called Hades.
那么圣经也说，当审判的日子到来的时候。
And the Bible also told us in the day of judgment.
然后他们将会移居到另外一个地方，叫做地狱。
They will be placed in another place called hell.
地狱是一个永恒的地方。
Hell is an eternal place.
圣经也说这个地方好像一个火湖一样。
And the Bible said hell is like a lake of fire.
不信耶稣的人将会在那里永永远远的。
Those people who don't believe in Christ will be in the lake of fire.
主耶稣在马可福音第九章说了这番话。
Jesus told us this in Mark chapter 9.
他说倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒就弃掉它。你只有一眼进入神的国强如有两个眼被丢在地狱里。
If your eye causes you to stumble, throw it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell.
在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
Where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
那么可见啊，这两节经文讲到宁愿有一个眼睛进入天国。
So in these two verses, it says it's better to go into heaven with one eye.
也不要有两个眼睛去那个地方叫做地狱。
Better than having two eyes and go to hell.
因为在那里虫不会死，火不会灭的。
Because there the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched.
那可见地狱是一个非常可怕的一个地方。
So obviously hell is a very horrible place.
因此我们必须要关心那些世上的灵魂。
And therefore we must care for those lost souls.
那些还没有信耶稣的家人还有我们的朋友。
Those unbelieving family members and our friends.
然后在马太福音第九章三十五节到三十八节说。
And in Matthew chapter 9:35-38,It says,
那耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们。
And healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness, seeing the people, he felt compassion for them.
因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
Because they were distressed and dispirited, like sheep without a shepherd.
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest.
我们在以赛亚的时候，神看到当时的人对别人得救不得救根本不管。
And during the time of Isaiah, people at that time did not care whether people perish or not.
以赛亚书五十九章十六节这么说。
And so in Isaiah 59 verse 16 it says,
他见无人拯救，无人代求，他是指耶和华神。
He meant Jehovah God. He saw that there was no one. He was appalled that there was no one to intervene.
审为差异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。
So his own arm worked salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him.
神感到非常的惊讶，自己的子民对别人得救不得救漠不关心。
God was appalled that his own people do not care whether people are saved or not.
神感到很诧异，很多人不为那些不得救的人代求。
God was appalled that many people do not intercede for those who are lost.
当基督徒不在神的面前为别人代祷的时候。
And so when Christians do not intercede for others.
说明两点。
It tells us two things.
第一点就是他们不管神的事情。
First, they don't care about God's business.
第二，他们不管人得救不得救。
Second, they don't care whether people are lost or not, are saved or not.
我当神吩咐约拿出去传到尼尼微去传福音的时候。
And so when God told Jonah to go to the city of Nineveh,
约拿违背神的命令。
Jonah disobeyed.
约拿从来不为尼尼微人代祷。
Jonah never prayed for the people in Nineveh.
他的祷告。如果你看耶拿书的话，显出他是一个自我中心的人。
And if you look at the book of Jonah, you can see that his prayer is self-centered.
为别人代祷通常是一个心胸宽大的人。
To pray for others shows that that person is usually is very giving.
那么一个从来不为别人代祷的人。
For a person who never pray for others.
很明显的，他是一个自我中心的人。
It shows very obviously that he is very self-absorbed.
只有一个 愿意代祷的人，祷告的人才会为别人代祷。
It's only a person who is willing to pray for others that he will do so.
只有一个关心那些世上灵魂的人才会被别人代祷。
Only those who care about the lost soul will they pray for them.
帮助一个人认识神，得到这个救恩，是我们给别人一个很大的一个福分。
To help a person to accept and understand God is a very big blessing for them.
世上没有任何的事情比认识神更美好。
There is nothing in the world that is better than coming to know God.
你是否有为自己的家人或者朋友们代祷？
Have you prayed for your own family or your friends?
所以根据我今天所要讲的。
So according to what I want to preach today.
那么祷告第一点就是我们与神同工。
First reason to pray is we're co-working with God.
第二就是我们负起这个祭司的责任。
Second is we take upon the role of a priest.
第三是因为我们关心那些世上的灵魂。
Third reason is because we care for the soul of the people.
那么最后祷告能够操练我们属灵的生命。
And the last reason is it is a spiritual exercise.
祷告不只能够改变事情，也能够改变我们自己。
Not only can prayer change things, it can also change us.
神要我们祷告。
God wants us to pray.
因为祷告能够巩固我们跟神之间那种关系。
Because prayer can solidify our relationship with God.
常常祷告能够提升我们属灵的生命。
And praying often can also lift our spiritual growth.
使到我们属灵生命更加的成熟。
And to cause our spiritual life to be more mature.
越来越明白神的心意。
And to understand God's will better and better.
那祷告不只能够巩固我们与神之间的关系。
So prayer not only solidify our relationship with God.
也符合我们与人之间那种关系。
And it can also restore our relationship with others.
耶稣要求我们为我们的敌人祷告。
Jesus asked us to pray for our enemies.
当我们为我们的敌人祷告的时候，
And when we pray for our enemy,
神将会除去我们心中的苦毒。
God will then remove the bitterness in our heart.
使我们得到释放。
To set us free.
祷告使我们看到自己的罪恶还有软弱。
Through prayer we can see our sin and our weaknesses.
祷告使我们反省自己。
And prayer can cause us to self-examine.
当我们来到神面前祷告的时候，
And as we pray before God,
那神打开我们的心。
God will open up our hearts.
让我们看到自己的软弱还有罪恶。
Allow us to see our own weaknesses and also our sins.
这个是一个属灵生命成长的一个过程。
And this is a process for spiritual growth.
当先知以赛亚来到神面前的时候。
And as Isaiah, the prophet came before God.
灾祸我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
神不会听从一个心中有罪的人。
God will not listen to a prayer of a sinful man.
以赛亚书第一章第十五节说，
And Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15 it says,
你们举手祷告，我必遮掩不看，就是你们多多的祈祷，我也不听，你们的手都充满了杀人的血。
When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood.
在诗篇第66篇18节说，
And in Psalms chapter 66 verse 18,
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
It says, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
我们一个人来到神的面前的时候，他必须要存有一个圣洁的心。
So as a man come before God, he must have a holy heart.
啊，保罗在提摩太前书第二章第八节说。
And Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8.
愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer, without anger or disputing.
然后雅各书第五章第十六节说，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得着医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
And in James chapter 5 verse 16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
啊，是的，一个心中没有罪恶的人，他的祷告是大有功效的。
Yes, a righteous man, a man whose heart is without sin, his prayer is powerful and effective.
我们在路加福音第十八章，耶稣讲了一个比喻。
And in Luke chapter 18, Jesus told us of a parable.
啊，这个比喻的目的就是要人常常祷告，不要灰心。
And the purpose of the parable is to teach us to pray without ceasing and do not give up.
啊，讲得很清楚，耶稣设了一个比喻，是要人常常祷告。不可灰心。
Here it says clearly, now he was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not to lose heart.
某城里有一个官，不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。
In a certain city, there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man.
那城里有个寡妇常到他那里去说，我有个对头，求你给我伸冤。
There was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, Give me legal protection from my opponent.
他多日不准，后来心里说，我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重世人，只因这寡妇烦恼我，我就给她伸冤吧，免得她常来缠磨我。
For a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself,Even though I do not fear God, nor respect man, yet because the widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will wear me out.
啊，主说，你们听这不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他从然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
And the Lord said,Hear what the unrighteous judge said. Now will not God bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day and night, and will he delay long over them?
而主耶稣在这里强调在末世还没有到来之前的祷告。
So here Jesus was stressing the prayer that was said before the end time.
在主耶稣还没有到来之前
Before Jesus returns,
主耶稣劝勉我们不要灰心，不断的祷告。
He encouraged us, don't lose heart, keep praying.
啊，要常常祷告。
Need to pray often.
那么在等待他再来之前，我们应当不断的在父神面前祈求代祷。
And so before his return, we ought to pray before him,Without ceasing.
啊，就好像这个寡妇向那个不义的官恳求一样。
Just as this widow coming continually to ask from the judge.
你是否有经常或者天天为那些没有得救的亲人、家人、朋友们祷告？
Do you often, or should I say, do you pray for your family and your unbelieving friends every day?
或者你好像以赛亚时代那些人一样。
Or were you like the people during Isaiah's time?
就对那些得救不得救的人根本不管他们。
You don't care about whether people are lost.
我盼望从今天开始，我们决心天天的为我们的没有信主的家人还有朋友们祷告。
I hope that from this day on, you make a decision to pray every day for the family who are not believers and for your friends who are not believers. Let us use some time to meditate on the message today.
Let us not be like Isaiah's time.
Let us not become like the people during Isaiah's time.
他们对人得救不得救根本不管。
They don't care about whether a person is saved or not.
他们也不为别人代求。
They do not pray for others.
也让我们不要好像约拿一样。
Help us not be like Jonah.
他也不管。别人得救不得救。
He didn't care about whether other people are saved or not.
他也不为别人代求。
And he did not pray for them.
那么在我们身边的亲人和家人。
The people who are around us, who are in our family.
我们所爱的人。
People whom we love.
那可能他们还没有信耶稣得救。
Maybe they still.Have not believed in Christ and be saved.
我们是否想到他们的去处是哪里？
Have we thought about where they will go in the future?
因为圣经说不得救的人将会到一个很可怕的地方。
Because the Bible told us that in the future, if they're not saved, they will go to a horrible place.
让我们好像耶稣一样存着这个怜悯的心。
Help us to be like, let us be like Jesus, who have pity on them.
看到那些世上的灵魂。
And when he saw the lost souls,
没有这个牧人一样。
Just as they were not with, they are without a shepherd.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你教导我们怎样祷告。
Please teach us how to pray.
也求主你。帮助我们常常祷告。
Help us to pray often.
为那些不得救的人代求。
To pray for those who have not been saved.
天父，求你坚固我们的信心。
Heavenly Father, please strengthen our faith.
让我们立志为那些不得救的人祷告。
Help us to decide to pray for those who have not been saved.
求主你恩待我们。
Please, have grace upon us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.